Certainly, the humanist thinkers of the 18th and 19th centuries, who are our ideological ancestors, thought that the goal of life was the full unfolding of a person's potentialities. What mattered to them was the person who is much, not the one who has much or uses much. For them, economic production was a means to the unfolding of man, not an end. It seems that today the means have become ends, that not only God is dead, as Nietzsche said in the 19th century, but also man is dead, that what is alive are the organizations, the machines, and that man has become their slave rather than being their master. Each society creates its own type of personality by its way of bringing up children in the family, by its system of education, by its effective values. That is, those values that are rewarded rather than only preached. Every society creates the type of social character which is needed for its proper functioning. It forms men who want to do what they have to do. What kind of men does our large-scale, bureaucratized industrialism need? It needs men who cooperate smoothly in large groups, who want to consume more and more, and whose tastes are standardized and can be easily influenced and anticipated. It needs men who feel free and independent, yet who are willing to be commanded, to do what is expected, to fit into the social machine without friction, men who can be guided without force, led without leaders, prompted without an aim, except the aim to be on the move, to function, to go ahead.